back on the Boston Man Show, new head coach, Dr. LaBella Jaguars, Coach Kane Womack here with me. Coach, good to talk to you, man. How's it down there in the great city of Mobile, Alabama, man? How's it down there in South Alabama? I love your town, man. I love it.
No doubt, man. I appreciate it. Mobile's great. Pretty awesome town to live, and certainly an awesome opportunity to be the head coach at South Alabama. Just the facilities and the town itself, it's pretty amazing. So really enjoying it.
Now, Coach, tell me this. What does it mean to be the head coach here, man? I know it's a great job, a lot of resources, that great stadium down there, man. So tell us about the process and, hey, what made you and your family say, hey, this is the right move to make to come down here to Mobile and lead this program going forward?
Well, I had been the defensive coordinator here for Joey Jones in 2016 and 17, and then had the opportunity to go to Indiana and be the defensive coordinator there, and we had great success. But I knew after being here and leaving this place, I always knew what the opportunity was at South Alabama. And I knew that if that opportunity ever came to be the head coach, that pretty much no matter where I was, that I would choose South and I would come here. Mobile, just the city of Mobile and the town itself is a place that Melissa and I and my wife have fallen in love with. So much diversity, so much great culture, and also just the progress of a port city, right? And the importance of that to the state and surrounding areas. But then when you look at the state of Alabama and Mobile and South Alabama football and that relationship between our campus and the city itself, I think South Alabama football is a point of connection. And, you know, we live in a great football state, you know, and I think the thing that I want people to understand is that you can be an Alabama fan and you can be an Auburn fan, and we're not going to ever change those things and don't want to change those things. We want to support those teams and programs and the successes that they've had over the years. But if you live in Mobile, South Alabama is this city's football team. And if you live in Mobile, you're a part of that. And so I think to be able to connect to the resources of this city, to the players, you know, the resources that we've put in terms of facilities here, you know, we've got a brand new $80 million stadium. We've got a brand new indoor facility, new practice fields, new film towers. I mean, even to a brand new locker room within our football only facility, all those things wrapped up into a great opportunity to win football games, but also to impact this city on a very dynamic level. And that to me was just an overwhelming pull to come back to South.
Most definitely, Kane. Tell me this, man. You played. So tell me, at what point did you decide that you want to get into coaching? Because I know that's usually a track that guys really, some do, some don't. So at what point did you say to yourself, I want to get into coaching, then I want to become a head coach?
Well, I was fortunate enough to have a dad in this profession that, you know, he spent 35 years primarily as a defensive coordinator in the SEC. And so he had great success. Saw the highest of the highs and saw some of the lowest of the lows as well. And I think for me, having someone that I could look up to and that I thought was not only a great football coach and a great defensive mind, but he was also a really great husband and father. And he always connected to people and kept that, you know, at the forefront of his mind. And so, you know, I caught on and caught the bug to coach at a very early age. When I was 6 years old, I got to dress up for Halloween as a football coach. I had my hat and my whistle and my mom wrote coach across my shirt. And I know this seems like an odd thing for a six-year-old to have that passion, but I, from that point forward, I knew the dream was to be a college football head coach. And so I started always evaluating things through the lens of how would a head coach think about this moment? I remember doing that as a kid even. And then that passion and that understanding of what it means to be a college head coach continuing to grow over the years. But that started at a very early age for me.
Kane, it's funny. Same birthday year, my dad was a coach too, man.
Really? So, wow, awesome.
Yes, so for me, my dad was had me out catching footballs, hitting baseballs, shooting hoops at young age, Fisher Price Nets, all that stuff. So we have that same background, man, that my dad was in it. So that's what kept me in sports now, doing a radio show, because I love it so much. Well, I might not get to play or coach it, but I can talk about it every week on this show. So that's what got me into it, you know.
No
so
doubt.
It's funny we had that background as well, buddy.
Well, I'd say between great dads and Fisher-Price, a lot of dreams were created over those two entities.
So. Yes, indeed. And so, man, as you said, South is a great place. Talk about building a program and the kind of guys you want in your program as you build this thing out for years to come, man.
I think you asked the right question. It's not just about identifying the right guys, you know, from a physical standpoint. Some of those things we can see on film. Others, you confirm body types, you get them in for summer workouts and get a chance to see those things. But the character, and that to me is the hardest challenge right now in COVID, in terms of not being able to go out and evaluate the character of these young men. Certainly you get a sense for who they are on the phone, and you're FaceTiming and you're doing all those things and seeing that verbal and nonverbal feedback, all those kinds of things. But for me, the opportunity here at South Alabama is certainly we are in a talent rich area.
Oh, yes.
And our goal is we want to be able to own, 65% of our team come from the I-10 corridor and the rest of the state of Alabama. And so when you look at that I-10 corridor from New Orleans to Tallahassee and then up through Alabama and then obviously some surrounding states, we certainly want to narrow the scope. But we also want to do a great job of making sure that we spend most of our time actually recruiting players well and evaluating who they are. More teams just talent evaluate. I would say when you think about recruiting staffs, just about every recruiting staff in the country, they're going to evaluate from a huddle film or highlight tape or whatever, more players than they can actively and efficiently recruit and evaluate in terms of their character and process ability and all the things that you need to know that this guy is a young man that you want to bring to South Alabama. And so for us to narrow the scope and make sure that we do a great job inward and then start moving outward first, we're going to take 5 guys from Mobile Baldwin County area every single year, because we've got to show this area that we are committed to impacting and connecting with this city and the young men that are a part of this city first and foremost. And then that just moves out from there.
And Kane, I was going to say, Alabama is deep in talent. You know, you got Florida right there, South Louisiana right there, And like I said, you got South Georgia as well, to a degree, very close to you. And then if you want to come to Atlanta, you can. Come I-85 to Atlanta if you want to. So I feel like you're in a great spot, located kind of in that central area where you can go either way you want, to Mississippi, Alabama, even Tennessee if you want to go up far that far. So I think you're in a great spot to bring in talent. Because, in your state, Alabama, a lot of guys go to Jacksonville State or South Alabama, or sometimes right. Alabama State, they don't go to Auburn or Alabama. So you have a great opportunity there. And guys who want to play more can come down there and play for you as well. Because, hey, you go to Auburn, Alabama, they got a lot of recruits coming every year. You might not play with it, but you can find a home in Mobile if you really want a home. So I think you're in a great spot, man, to find guys, though, down in the roughs to really help your program be and grow themselves character-wise and on the field as well, because you guys have a lot to offer any young man.
Well, I totally agree with you. And I think, you look back, my dad was a defensive coordinator at Southern Miss back in their late 90s when they had their heyday. His last 2 years as the DC, they had 12 drafted players on that defense, just on the defense alone, right? And when you look at that and where they identified their talent, they were able to do a great job of identifying players in Mississippi and Alabama and a little bit of the I-10 corridor, even in Louisiana, to bring and evaluate the best players that they could to Southern Miss. And I think when you look at the model of the opportunity we now have of South Alabama, we don't know what our ceiling is here. We're a young program. We're 11 years off the ground, and you come onto our campus and you see all these amazing facilities that we have in just a short amount of time. But within that, right now, doing a great job of evaluating not just the skill level, but the character and the process ability and academic, fortitude, all those things that you need in terms of building a winning program. And those are the things that I think will make the difference in us as we look up 3-4 years down the road.
And Kane, how's it been building bonds with the guys you already have on the roster? Because I know you're the new guy in. You wasn't the guy that recruited and brought them to Mobile. So tell us how's it been meeting the guys, getting them to buy into you and learning about you and building a relationship and trust that you need going forward with your young men you have on the roster right now.
It's a great question. I think to me, you know, one of the unique things is some of these guys that are now seniors, there's about 18 guys on the roster now that were here as freshmen that I was able to recruit to this program. And so still having connections with those guys, them being here for a year when I was here as a defensive coordinator before, is a really nice segue to now these guys have become the leaders of this team, right, as older players. And our ability to have that instant connection before I ever walked in the door to say, hey, this is our kind of guy. This is the guy that we want to help, you know, come alongside us in our senior year. And you younger guys, you don't know him, but you're going to get to know him and you're going to love him. That was tremendous in being able to tap into that connection. And then at the same time, right, there were guys on this team that Joey Jones was the head coach and recruited, that Steve Campbell brought in. And at the end of the day, I'm really thankful for both those coaches that paved the way for the opportunity that's here now. But ultimately, you know, these guys are my guys now, and I'm their guy. And I think that's really important that we all lean into that process and we lean into that connectability, not just as the head coach, but to the rest of our staff as well. And so it's been a really fun process in building that culture already, but very excited to get out to spring football and start to see that expedited.
Most definitely. And the fact that you got hired early as you did, you can implement your system, look at some film. So when you get out there on the field, you can actually tweak some things, add some things, and give some guys something to work on. So having this year of COVID that we had last year, this year, you can actually have them down there with you to work out and grow them, their bodies, their minds, and develop them in every way you want to develop them. So how good is that to know that you have, this year you can actually have time to touch your guys this year, and knowing that you're a new head coach here, actually implement things and know that it'll be ready come fall camp here in the summertime?
Well, that is one of the opportunities that have came from, that comes from COVID, in terms of, you know, we weren't out on the road as much like in February. We won't be out on the road in May and April after spring ball. And so we do get a chance to spend more time with guys. That is something that we have to tap into. It was made very clear to me when I took this job and going through the interview process that my role is to find a way to connect to these players on a very deep level. And within that, right, that's the name of the game now. When you start looking at the transfer market, that's only going to open up more from here. We've got to do a great job of actively connecting to our players and make sure that we are that we're meeting their needs, that they're having the experience that we hope everyone has, right, as a college football player over their 4 years. Now, not everybody's going to play the same amount, right, on the field, and not everybody's always going to have great days. And we also are not going to, you know, there's some hard conversations that have to be had in the level of accountability as you build a young man to the process of that next step where he steps out into life and isn't in a university setting anymore. But all that being said, you know, to me, what is fun is having a vision in your head for what you want this culture to look like, what you want the connectability between your players and coaches. Seeing that now played out on a daily basis is a really awesome opportunity.
That's one for you, Kenyon, is this, buddy. When people watch your team play this year and beyond, we want people to kind of get from watching you guys play. What's you want them to say about your team when they see them play? They play hard, they play fast, they're together. What is it you miss people messages about your Jaguars going forward, my brother?
I think that's a good question, man. And I think the first thing is that we want to be a team that's an intentional about what we do. You know what I mean? Everything we do in our program, there needs to be intentionality. There needs to be a reason behind it and a purpose. And so within that, you know, you look back on the success that we had at Indiana. And I thought one of the best things that Tom Allen does is that he was a tremendous vision caster, but he was also relentless at holding everyone accountable to the detail of accomplishing that vision. And so within that, right, you know, you look at both sides of the ball, offensively, defensively, and then on special teams, I'd like to have an identity with what we do. I want everybody to sit there and go, this is what this team is about, and they're intentional about that identity, and it shows up on the field. Certainly playing hard is going to be a big piece of it, the physicality that you play with. But we've got to do a great job of creating explosive plays on offense, creating limiting explosive plays on defense, and at the same time creating negative plays and takeaways on defense. That has to be a big piece of what we do. The name of the game this day and age defensively is offenses are going to move the ball some. They're going to get their yards. That's just going to be part of it. But if you can limit those big plays and none for touchdowns, right? And then at the same time, do a good enough job of creating negative plays yourself, sacks, tackles for loss, creating takeaways on defense, interceptions, sack cost fumbles, all those type of things, right? That now you give an opportunity to get the ball back more for your offense. So it's about the ball, and it's about creating explosives and limiting explosives on both sides. So that coupled with situational philosophy, which is just so huge nowadays, being great in 2-minute execution, right? Red zone finish, third down conversion, having a situational identity is a big piece of that as well.
Yes, indeed. Kane, hey, you had that goosebumps when you talk about the ball. That's my dad's mention. It's always about the ball. The ball is everything, guys. The ball. When you see a guy with the ball, get to the ball. Tell this guy with defense. Get to that ball, create turnovers, tilt ball, get anything, hustle, cause a fumble. I say, I got goosebumps, Kane. Remind me of a Pops.
That's good, man. I love it.
Got goosebumps. Hey, man. Thank you for your time today, man. Hey, much love to you. When you come up to Atlanta, man, let me know. Let me meet up with you. Grab something to eat, man, and enjoy. Talk about life, man, and ball, man. I enjoy it, man.
Awesome, man. Really appreciate it. You guys got some good places over there in Atlanta to come grab. So Spondivitz is a pretty good little spot over there too. So.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Hey, I got some more spots for you too, buddy. I got some more.
There you go.
I got some more for you, baby. Y'all, Spondivitz. I got some for you, man.
I love it. That's
hey,
awesome.
Hey, buddy. Hey, thank you for your time, man. Be good, brother.
Really appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome now.
Good day.